The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
No one cares about opera and ballet anymore. They're the words of Timothée Chalamet. They caused widespread outrage and may have lost him the Oscar. But after scorning him, classical arts bosses are now thanking the actor because his comments, they say, have done more for interest and ticket sales than anything else in decades. News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
It's a Wednesday night in Dublin's O'Reilly Theatre, and audience members are arriving for Ballet Ireland's latest show, Bold Moves.
I'm a fan of the ballet generally and contemporary dance, and also of the Irish National Ballet. Anything that's happening here, music-wise, I usually turn up.
Some of the crowd gathered are loyal followers of the classical arts.
But we both love theatre. I love opera. It's a much more personal experience.
I'm a very supportive of the arts generally, whatever form it takes.
But many are new to ballet.
I would never have normally thought of even going to ballet until I met Jen here. And then, we went last year and I just had a great time. It was just fun and something to do, something to get out, you know.
Particularly prompted to attend tonight by one man and his viral comments.
Timothée Chalamet punching down, I suppose.
I think it was probably unfair to the ballet community.
The discourse around Timothée itself, like so many people were interested or cared about it, which I think like is a big sign that people are interested, which is great.
So I was pretty flabbergasted when I initially heard that interview with Timothée Chalamet, because I just couldn't believe that another artist was making such comments about another art form. I guess the big thing, though, for me was it opened up a conversation. It got lots of people talking about it. And for that, I am truly grateful.
Anne Marr is the artistic director and CEO of Ballet Ireland.
First and foremost, people are talking about it. People are interested. People are actually going, ballet, well, you know, maybe some people have never actually been to a ballet. And maybe this might prompt them to walk in the door and just go, oh, shit. Do you know what? I'll give it a go and see what your man is talking about, which is great. And also, I do think that it has made many people jump to the defence of dance and opera and made them come out and say, well, I'm going to go out and support it now, because I think that was such a foolish thing to say.
Anne is a former ballet dancer herself, leaving Ireland young after receiving a scholarship from Princess Grace to train in Monaco.
I went to Germany and I spent many, many years dancing professionally in Germany, and then retired when I was the grand old age of 34 and came back to Ireland. I think dance is more popular than ever, both as a performance art, but also then very much on the participatory level.
Anne says dance schools are bursting at the seams here, with young people wanting to get involved, while adult classes are having to double, and in some cases triple, their frequency to account for demand.
Okay, so feel in first position. So we want that feeling of turnout coming from up in the hips. So we get our whole leg, and then we're trying to hold our feet in first position by using the muscles in our legs. So we really want the knees pulled up and the bums kind of... don't include that. Sorry, but you know that feeling of turning out...
Emma Mahoney is the owner of the Odette School of Ballet and the teacher of Dance Ireland's Silver Swans programme.
The Silver Swans is this lovely class for older learners that can come to ballet for the first time, or people that may have danced when they were younger or coming back. Almost everyone is in their 50s and above, and definitely a couple in their 80s.
Wow!
Yeah, it's amazing. So it started about 7 years ago now, I think, and I started with just 3 students, and now I couldn't even count, there's so many. So we've just added a new class here in Dance Ireland on Wednesdays. It's absolutely the busiest class I teach all week.
Ballet for me gives me something that nothing else in this world can give me. It's that moment of grace inside, of divinity, of I don't know what, that is not translated into any other thing that I ever do. And I'm very present. So no matter what's going on outside in the world, it's a form of kind of meditation. So I just absolutely love it.
No, it's wonderful. I mean, it's... and we're sort of reliving our... childhood. I mean, I did ballet till the age of, I don't know, 11 or 12, and, you know, I wanted to be a ballerina, until I discovered boys. Anyway, that was that's life.
Quite a few people are here for osteoporosis. So for flexibility, it's amazing. I don't know, you get addicted, don't you?
You do.
You get addicted and the music just does the rest. But I was away lately and I was able to dance, and I'm not young, until 4 in the morning. 3 nights in a row. Right? So that's ballet.
As you can see, there's all different ages and bodies that are here, capable of doing whatever, but Emma has a way of bringing out the best in us, and it's just irreplaceable. I don't agree with Timothée Chalamet at all. I really liked him until that moment, and now I won't go and see anything with him in it. You know?
He's lost you as a fan.
He definitely has, yeah, because it's just... Well, I care, and can't you see the numbers that are here? The amount of people who do care about ballet.
It's not just ballet that's seeing a reinvigoration of interest, though. Classical music is also finding new audiences.
In the last few years, there's been a huge proliferation of content. The last I heard, I think it was about sort of 100,000 tracks a day get uploaded to Spotify. In that sort of 100,000, there's another bucket, which is the kind of AI slop bucket, where some of that music, I think, is not intentionally authentic. So consumers of music are kind of fatigued.
Louis Ryan is an Irish music producer signed with BMG, who's worked with the likes of Hozier and has had his music featured in everything from Love Island to Adolescence. But Louis's new project, Century Artists, is a return to his classical roots.
I'm taking a lot of the kind of more cutting-edge electronic production that I learned about, and then I'm applying it to classical pieces. So what we really want to do is to show that everybody that we're working with is a real musician who has real craft and a sort of, you know, is a real person with a story and an identity. And so with each release, we really want to capture real performances and not just something that's entirely digital and made on a laptop. We want to show for each release, there's a real opera singer, a real string player, a real rapper, and we're really trying to make sure that classical music isn't seen as this kind of very elitist thing with, you know, people drinking champagne in sort of, you know, black tie and things. We want to make sure that it's a very kind of accessible, ordinary thing as well.
La vida loca. One of the captive, I turn into a flightless thing to swoon, nigga swoon, we in tune, I beat this interest in my...
Century Artists' first release, Carmen, with UK rapper Livy DeLoca, comes out on the 5th of June. You can find out more about them on social media, where other artists are also using modern technology to promote the classical arts.
I started a series on my TikTok account recently, which was a get ready with me while I tell you about the time when my boss tried to sleep with me. If you found this interesting, that's actually the plot of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. So, you know, you just found an opera plot interesting and you didn't even realise it.
Shauna Clare is an Irish soprano, currently completing her studies in London. It's a great time, she says, to be launching a career in opera.
Especially when I was growing up, I thought it was really prevalent that people were moving away from ballet and opera. And like that, I did ballet, you know, my whole way up in my teenage years as well. Like, I was always kind of into the classical arts personally. But like that, I was always told maybe you're a bit weird. But I've really noticed, like, in the last 5 to 6 years, there's been a huge resurgence in it. And I think that has a lot to do with the sheer raw emotion that comes from these classical art forms and the way that they can express things that I think maybe in a pre-COVID world, people were almost trying to suppress feeling and suppress too much emotion or too much deep thinking. And I almost think in a post-COVID world where people have learned to slow down and listen to their bodies and get back in touch with their mind, that the classical arts are resurging. It's really interesting and it's often better than a lot of reality TV. It's way more dramatic.
Irish musicians and writers have long been lauded globally for their work and artistry. But when it comes to ballet, at least, there's a ceiling on what Irish performers can achieve here.
There is definitely an issue still, which was around when I was a young person. I had to go abroad to train professionally if I wanted to have a career as a dancer. Sadly, that is still the same today, some 40 years later.
Anne Marr again.
Really, we do need to have a professional school here in Ireland, because I was fortunate. My parents could afford to send me away. So many young people simply couldn't even contemplate being able to do that. So we need to have that. We've seen the way rugby has blossomed with the academies that are attached both to schools and colleges and also to the IRFU. We reap the benefits by having wonderful sports people, etc. We have the talent, and all it needs is just that little bit of commitment and investment. And then we need some support from the Department of Education, who up until now, sadly, have abdicated all responsibility for supporting young Irish dancers.
A big mistake in your view, I suppose.
Tragic. Big, big mistake.
Audiences, at least, can show their appreciation for the arts this week, with tickets still available for Ballet Ireland's latest show, Bold Moves, on at the O'Reilly Theatre in Dublin until Saturday.
This is an evening of ballet like you haven't experienced it before. So we have very classical lines, technique, coupled with theatricality and pure fun on stage. So it really is, it's a triple bill. So you're going to like something, and I promise you, I think you're going to like everything. And it's definitely an experience.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.